Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, D.A., let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
D.A., man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
You guys are the best.
You guys make it.
Permission to board that.
Your ship has connected.
And you the man, D.A.
Happy Monday to you. America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour solar flare fiesta. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, North Dakota to New Hampshire. Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A., everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. How we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you dropping on by. Good show coming up for you as we launch another Wild and Woolly Week here aboard the mothership. Coming up this morning on the program, how about a three-time USA CrossFit champion? She is one of the stars internationally in the CrossFit Games. She is one of the greats globally, and you could argue the best in the States. Carrie Price is going to join us here on the show, coming up on the program in hour number 4. Also this morning on the show, we've got a lot to get to around the NBA. The All-Star Game has been a controversial topic around the NBA for weeks now, if not months. But Adam Silver may have tipped his hand on why exactly. We've got an All-Star Game coming up very soon, now that we've hit March the 1. Also in Houston, Texans land, Cal McNair and the story behind him just keeps getting more Tommy Boy. Also this morning on the show, could we be seeing a Drew Brees return after everybody assuming he was going to retire at the end of last season? And in Sixers land, it's good comparisons, but are they realistic comparisons? That's all coming up this morning on the show. So hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227 or on Twitter, DA on CBS. But we have NBA action from yesterday, which a lot of different storylines and topics, which all I thought had some significance yesterday. A lot of good action. The NBA sliding into that Sunday hole so that sports television viewers following football know that they've got some anchor broadcasting on a Sunday. And yesterday around the NBA, three significant outcomes. Number one, you had the Lakers and the Warriors, and that was the primetime matchup last night. And knowing that the Lakers had really struggled without Anthony Davis there in recent days, in recent games, how would they look against the Warriors? You also had earlier in the day on national TV, the Bucks and the Clippers, and Milwaukee has been trying to piece together what had made them great the last two seasons, all season long, and chasing in the Eastern Conference the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets. And you also had a Celtics team that had just hit absolute rock bottom at the end of last week, and we extensively talked about that and covered that, taking on the upstart Wizards last night or yesterday, and the Wizards had started feeling good over the last couple of weeks as well and figuring it out and gone on a really nice win streak. All three of those games had interesting outcomes. What was the biggest NBA story this weekend? It is where we begin your cold open.
Holiday sets it up in the half court, guarded by Beverly. You want to get a shot here, no turnover. Giannis goes low to Holiday, out to the corner. Middleton, downhill drive. Giannis to the rim, slam it! Bucks lead by three.
Left side, Markieff Morris. One-on-one against Damian Lee. Throws it to a cutting LeBron. Look out. Down the middle, up and in. LeBron's got 12 points in 13 minutes. And the Lakers back up by 20.
This was going to be a really hard game, especially the way they're playing and them being pretty full without Ish, but pretty full otherwise. And, I'm really happy with our guys because there was plenty of opportunities to fold there, and they just stayed with it.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
So what you had there is a couple of highlights, and then Brad Stevens. And when it comes to last night's action, I actually thought the biggest outcome was the Milwaukee Bucks last night. I thought the Bucks finding a way to go on that run at the end of the game to defeat the Clippers the way that they did was the biggest outcome from yesterday's games. That was Bucks radio and that huge tomahawk slam by Giannis. That was Lakers radio with the Lakers getting a blowout victory over the Warriors. And then Brad Stevens following their victory with a crazy comeback in the final couple of seconds against the Wizards, who just completely butchered the end of their own game. But I thought the Bucks were the biggest story. Here's why. The Celtics needed to feel good. And the Celtics have started to, the last couple of games, last two games in particular, at least closed games. But the Celtics needed a brutal turnover in the very end of the game, the final 10 seconds of the game, by the Wizards. And yeah, they trapped well defensively, but the Wizards stepping on the end line and not getting to the foul call is just not something you can count on, and it's also the Wizards. And so, to me, it's fine, but it's not the biggest. As for the Lakers, as I said before, I think for the Lakers, without AD, I'm not sure how much you can judge whatever the Lakers do, good and bad. No matter if the Lakers are even losing in a big way, getting blown out in a big way, I'm not all that concerned because I can only define the Lakers by when Anthony Davis plays. That's it. Simple as that. And last night, yeah, it's a statement that they can beat a good team like the Warriors without AD too, but it's really all about when they have Anthony Davis. So it's a little unfair to say, well, we can't count what they do when they lose, but we have to count a lot what they do when they win. Without AD, I think most importantly, the Bucks have been scrapping all season long trying to figure out the end of games. They've been trying to figure out how to get back to defensively where they were last year and the year prior. And the way that they were able to shut down the Clippers at the end of that game yesterday to get the victory and to get that comeback and hit their free throws, get some big buckets, and then hold Paul George and Kawhi Leonard scoreless late was the biggest outcome. The Bucks obviously are trying to replicate what they did the last 2 years in the regular season, but be better in the postseason. Good victory by the Bucks and a statement jam by Giannis to clean it up. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back here on the show, we've got more action from around the world of sports over the weekend. Lots to get to, and that includes spring training and baseball and some classic Philly fan action. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Mornings are hard. Your sports radio show doesn't have to be.
Look at my fat face on Twitch.
I am an idiot. I overreact and I make a lot of mistakes. And you love the show anyway. You hate me, you love me.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the DA show. It's March 1st. Happy March. This is Mraz, DA. A little technical difficulty if you heard that beginning of the cold open. Resetting a couple things. He'll be right back with us. But let me get you kicking here. Doing More is sponsored by the Home Depot. For savings on the latest appliances from the kitchen to the laundry room, your appliance upgrade is well within reach. Save on top appliances now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. How about the Knicks finally above the 500 mark with a 109-90 win over the Pistons Sunday? It's their seventh win in the last nine games. They are the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference right now. Yes, there are four teams above 500 in the East. The Knicks now that fourth team. Great job by Tom Thibodeau. A little much Saturday night with Knicks fans finally allowing to enter the Garden. You might have seen some of those videos celebrating like it's 1994 again in New York. That's how desperate that fan base is just to get to 500 and then last night getting above 500. Great job by Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks. Well, Bogus' update coming up in a little bit. DA teased that segment with Philly fans back in full action at spring training. But just a couple more thoughts on what DA led the show with the NBA this weekend. First and foremost, it was great after a week off last week to park my fanny, my fat fanny, on the couch and just really put a dent and crevice in that thing and get into some, obviously I watched a little hockey yesterday, a little NBA all day yesterday and Saturday night especially. So the Buck game, obviously with the Clippers, as DA pointed out, monster effort. They finally showed they could really close versus an elite opponent because the Bucks have been really good at beating up on lower tier teams. And as we just mentioned with the Knicks, there are plenty of those to go around in the Eastern Conference. So to do that at home on national TV versus the Clippers and with that Giannis thundering dunk was enormous. DA not giving as much credit to the Lakers. And I understand his point. If you're not going to give them credit for their losses or bash them for their losses without AD, it's tough to take them or give them all the bouquets for the wins, but it should be noted they did blow a 14-point lead versus the Warriors in their last game versus them. And where the Warriors sit currently in that play-in situation in the eighth seed, look, that's a team in Golden State that could be very dangerous coming out of a play-in tournament, may run into the Lakers in the first round. So I think psychologically, to be able to just punish the Warriors like that without AD just sends that little extra hip check and reminder and not give the Warriors any more confidence after they had that last meeting versus the Lakers that they could beat them in a postseason series. I thought Saturday night on ABC as, again, great weekend of NBA games all over national TV. The Nets play without Kyrie Irving and without Kevin Durant for the seventh straight game, so James Harden takes over, which, by the way, we've seen enough of these games where Durant's been banged up or Kyrie needs whatever injury is going on with him. Thank goodness they traded for James Harden because it's kept them relevant, kept them flying. They had a nine-game win streak. They had been 11-3 versus the Western Conference, which is important when you consider the fact that everybody who wants to bash this big three that the Nets have put together say they can't beat a team for the Western Conference. They've been 11-3, and then here come the freaking Mavs winning seven of the last nine. They now are above 500. Luka turns 22 on Sunday, and the Mavs and the Warriors battling right there could find themselves in a play-in situation. I'd be very, very nervous if I was a top seed in the West because the Western Conference is so deep, Mavs, Warriors. Those two teams could be very dangerous coming out of a play-in tournament for the Lakers or Jazz, and I believe DA is back with us.
So, Mraz, I saw you getting into it with Knicks fans over the weekend on Twitter because, of course, you were back from vacation for approximately 13 minutes before you tried to get into things on Twitter. But over the weekend, the Knicks had hit 500, and I don't know how late in the season it's been, how long it's been since they actually hit 500, but they are throwing ticker tape parades in New York, Knicks fans are, because finally they're not a disaster. Did you really have to just poke the bear after like 20 years of misery by the Knicks?
See, this is where I get killed for poking the bear. There was no poking the bear. I was a bear who had been poked. So look, I think what Tom Thibodeau has done with the Knicks is incredible. They win again last night. We just did this with the Home Depot doing more. They're over 500. They're one of four teams in the East. They're over 500. Thibodeau might be the coach of the year. It's been an unbelievable job. That being said, I'll say it right now, our afternoon host here on CBS Sports Radio, Brandon Tierney's a big Knicks fan. I follow a lot of the Knicks fan New York media that they love to live on those 90s days and come out beating their chests now. And if you want to enjoy the Knicks' good play and be excited about it, I think that's great. I don't know about celebrating in the street, leaving the Garden Saturday night, some of those viral videos. My issue is, why does it now come back to the – all of them tweeting about, no matter what happens here with the Nets in their season, they could win the finals. What matters in New York is what's going on with the Knicks, and we're going to care about the draft, they care about building. What is with this – like, they got to rope the Nets into everything. Yes, the Nets have less fans than the Knicks. What does that matter? Yeah, I'm sure the Net fan really cares about the Knicks draft when they're winning the NBA Finals, or I'm sure New York, that's all they're going to care about. All right, great. The Nets might be irrelevant to a lot of people in New York. It's just weird with the Knicks. It's like they're good, but they can't stand that the little brother in town might make the finals when they're finally good again. It was just very odd that while the Knicks were winning, their fans were roping the Nets into things, and it ticked me off.
Well, I think that that's twofold. I think the Knicks fans, they've had nothing to cheer for 20 years, and they've been kicked and pushed and shoved down. And so finally to feel good was like an empowering feeling because they're a punchline. I mean, the Knicks are an absolute disgrace, have been for a long time, and I kind of feel like this is a little fool's gold. It's nice that they're competitive. I don't think they're anywhere near the top three, which is the Nets, the Bucks, and the Sixers in the NBA's Eastern Conference, it feels to me. But they might get a good draw in the first round because the Eastern Conference is so bad. So I think it's a little bit of we finally have a chance to feel good. And then the second part is that the Nets kind of overnight became a championship contender. And so there's almost no respect for just acquiring KD and Kyrie. So Knicks fans are insecure about that. So this was perfect, just the perfect storm for you over the weekend to get into it and just rain totally on their parade.
Hey, look, you know me, I was itching. It's been a long time since I've been able to rain on it. By long time, I mean a week. And let me just say this because I had a couple of Knicks fans come back at me on Twitter with that notion. Well, look, the Nets bought this. We're building something organically. Excuse me, did the Knicks not try to sign Kevin Durant? I mean, did that not happen? Did he not say no to the Knicks? So please spare me that the Knicks are trying to build this thing from the ground up. They would have been all over signing Durant, and if Kyrie wanted to go to them too, they would have signed him too. So enough that the Knicks are this holier than now. We build things organically. Give me a freaking break.
Well, that's for sure because, well, they did by and large build this with young players and organically, but they would not have had Kevin Durant
exactly.
And Kyrie Irving decided to go there. But remember, those guys wouldn't even give the Knicks a meeting. They
exactly.
Never even got in front of those two players because the Knicks have been such a punchline. So that's, I think, the biggest win here is that if Thibodeau can just change and the front office can just change the idea of the Knicks being a complete and utter laughingstock,
sure.
Then at least you have a building block to become reputable or respectable when one of those guys do become free agents.
Look, the fact on March 1st that we're even mentioning the Knicks and not laughing about them potentially having the top overall pick, I think is a win for Knicks fans here on national radio. But I just, again, let Knicks fans just enjoy the moment. It doesn't have to come back to the fact that there's another team in town that could go to the finals. That's what ticked me off. But yeah, I got my big spoon in there and I was stirring the pot all weekend.
Oh yeah, you really were. I mean, boy, oh boy, a real big spoon.
Chomped it in.
I'll tell you what, though. I thought that the Bucks win yesterday was enormous because they haven't looked great at the end of games this season. They haven't looked great in general. And to come back against the Clippers and to play great defense, you know, we always talk about their offense and Giannis, et cetera, but defensively they were wonderful down the stretch. They shut out the Clippers when it mattered most of the final couple of minutes. They get the comeback and the victory against a good opponent. I thought that yesterday, all told, the Bucks had a lot to prove in a spot like that, and they did it.
Yeah, I mentioned this just while you were resetting there. We talked about all those teams under 500. The Bucks really have gotten to the 3 seed and have thrived versus all of these bad teams in the Eastern Conference. And we know the Bucks are good, but that's where they've padded this. Their only meeting with the Nets this year, they lost. They've yet to play the Sixers. They've struggled versus the Western Conference. So to have a game like that versus the Clippers at home in front of the national audience, and really, as you said, closing time in those last 4 minutes, and obviously that freaking ferocious dunk by Giannis to end things, I just think has to be a confidence booster. They have been the typical team that has padded their resume versus bad teams while struggling versus the elite. To get a huge win like that versus the elite in front of a lot of eyes watching, I think really speaks volumes of something that could continue to catapult them as they jockey for position at the top of the East.
And in the fourth quarter, their offense was pretty clunky. They weren't in much of a flow, and some of that might have to do with a good Clippers defense, but on that final possession that ended with the tomahawk jam, they really whipped it around the perimeter. They were able to find the open man. They really had that flow back, which we've seen from the Bucks the last couple of seasons. So that's a good indicator that when it mattered most, they did find that rhythm that they've been kind of searching for all season long and look good doing so. Spring training baseball action yesterday, it's just something to note. This is what the pandemic has wrought. The pandemic has wrought spring training fans being frustrated, and that is a beautiful thing. For the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday, their fans actually booed in spring training yesterday. They booed in spring training yesterday. The Phillies pitchers just got rocked in the first inning, and during spring training, you had the Boo Birds come out as the Phillies gave up a five spot in the first inning and threw 50 pitches, then allowed 6 runs against the Tigers, and the fans let them have it. And to me, this is one of the things that hopefully we get to see more and more as things get back to normal, more fans are in the building, etc., is that we have been so cooped up for so long that we are dying for any reason to get hot and bothered, both good and bad. Like, Mraz was on vacation for 7 days and was just itching to fight with Knicks fans or somebody on Twitter. Yesterday in spring training, it's spring training. And on most seasons, in most years, it's still February spring training. You give up 6 runs of the first and 50 pitches and nobody cares. People yawn. They get their pan in. They go get another beer. Yesterday, because fans haven't been in the building for so long, and yesterday because we were all dying for just normalcy in sports, and yesterday because anything feels like the real thing now, is as close as we can get to it, the Philly fans booed in spring training. God bless Philly fans for taking it there. We needed somebody to take it there and make it okay to be ridiculous, and Philly fans did this. Mraz, one of my favorite parts so far of the return of sports in some way in 2021 is yesterday's Boo Birds.
It was great. And DA, I could personally tell you that I left Thursday afternoon from the Tampa area where the Phillies play spring training at Clearwater. When I went down for my last breakfast by the pool on Thursday morning, it was as if overnight an entire airplane full of Phillies fans had landed on that beach. There were not one, but two tables, the Mike Schmidt t-shirts, the Jimmy Rollins t-shirts, staying at the resort I was staying at, which is off St. Pete Beach, not far from the Phillies in Clearwater at all. And as I'm sitting there trying to throw down one last Eggs Benedict on the trip, All you have is the Philly fans, every curse word coming out of their mouth. They're loud. Yeah. They've been cooped up probably in the cold weather of Pennsylvania for a long time. And I looked over and I said, man, Philly's back. Philly is back. And I kind of joked about it. I was just laughing because they were all like the typical stuff I would wear with the Yankee stuff. It was just they couldn't look more ready for Philly spring training. So when I saw this story yesterday, I said, I guarantee it was some of those people at the table that just couldn't stop cursing, were ready to rock. They were so pumped up for Philly spring training that they go out and they can't get out of the first inning and they're booing already. I love it.
Well, think about it. I mean, Carson Wentz forces his way out of town. Howie Roseman is a punching bag in Philadelphia. The Eagles hire a head coach that can't even figure his way out of an introductory press conference. So they're already hot. Then you add on to it the winter that we just had with all of the snowstorms and all of the bad weather. And they haven't had a chance to go to any of these games and vent. They're just venting by themselves in front of the TV. And they said, we're going to Florida. We're bringing the army. We're all going down to Florida. And this matters again. We got a lot of venting to do, which is great, which is just great. So, I mean, and this is with a really good Sixers team. What would have happened if the Sixers were bad? I mean, Phillies would have been booed within the first 3 pitches yesterday.
And they have the Flyers, too. Hey, don't look now. Boo Birds out for those teams, but at least their winter teams are all right.
What do you think if the Sixers and the Flyers ended up winning championships in the summer? Would Philly, as a fan base, become even more aggressive than Bay or Boston?
Well, I would say this. This is a bad year for the Phillies to get double spring champions here, if that is, in fact, what happens. If that we got down that road because, look, we don't know where this thing is going when we get back to normal, but we're starting to see fans in some of the cities where there'd be no fans. If you're allowed to have some sort of real parade and celebration, not a riverboat parade like the Bucks, down Philadelphia, after we saw what happened with the Eagles, and these people have been inside, not been able to gather, and their first tickling of gathering with a bunch of people, if you will, is to beat their chest and go to Sixer and Flyer parades, the city may not exist anymore. So I think it's a bad year for any sort of double championship in Philadelphia.
Just smoldering rubble, yes, where the Flyers and Sixers used to play as that parade just goes down Broad Street. And we saw the Eagle parade, and you know, guys are climbing up flagpoles and light poles and all types of ridiculousness. Yeah, could you imagine the smoldering rubble in the summer if there was like two parades within 2 weeks of Flyers and the Sixers? My, oh my. So booing at spring training means we're getting back, which is great. Standing by with a headline this morning is a kind sir. His name is Andrew Bogish. Mr. Bogues, good morning.
DA Shawnee, good morning. Our headlines today are sponsored by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles, all at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The football and sports TV world lost an important figure yesterday. Irv Cross passed away at 81. After playing for the Eagles and Rams and making two Pro Bowls, Cross became the first African-American analyst on national TV when he joined CBS in 1971. 4 years later, he became the host of the NFL Today, holding that position through 1989, winning Emmy Awards for his work on the show. Colin Morikawa, one of many golfers that wore red to show support for Tiger Woods yesterday in the final round of the WGC Workday Championship in Florida. Morikawa with a three-shot win and was then thinking about Tiger and his grandfather, who recently passed away.
I don't think we say thank you enough, so I want to say thank you to Tiger, because, you know, sometimes you lose people too early, and that's like, you know, Kobe. I lost my grandpa about a month ago. And you don't get to say thank you enough. So thank you, guys.
And that is from Golf Channel. Morikawa joins Tiger as the only players to win a WGC event and a major before turning 25. As you heard in the cold open, the Lakers smacked the Warriors last night 117-91. The Celtics survived Washington 111-110. And the Bucks fought off the Clippers 105-100. There was also Devin Booker.
Shot clock's down to 9. Booker dribbling on the logo. Got a round read. Straight to the rim. Laid it up. Count that basket and the foul as Booker gets sent down onto the floor. Spinning around in a circle. He's got a chance at a three-point play in an acrobatic deuce and damage.
Deuce and damage from John Bloom on Suns Radio. Sean does a different version of that. Booker, 43 points in a 118-99 win over the T-Wolves. The Hornets snuck past the Kings 127-126 with P.J. Washington scoring a career-high 42. The Heat down the Hawks 109-99. The Grizzlies destroyed the Rockets 133-84. That's 11 losses in a row for Houston. And D.A., you asked, the last time the Knicks were over 500 this late in the season, the end of the 2012-13 campaign.
Oh,
they are 18-17 right now after last night's 109-90 win in Detroit. Portland's Anfernee Simons and Pacer Cassius Stanley expected to join Knicks rookie Obi Toppin in the dunk contest, which, don't forget, will be at halftime of Sunday night's All-Star game in Atlanta. There was booing, and there were some good stories as spring training resumed, games resumed yesterday. Tommy Pham was in the Padres outfield.
Yeah.
He's 4.5 months removed from getting stabbed in the back outside of San Diego Gentlemen's Club. Pham says doctors believe his muscular back might have saved him from paralysis or even death. The investigation continues into the attack. No arrests have been made. The Royals and third baseman Hunter Dozier reportedly agreed to a 4-year, $25 million extension. There's an option for a fifth year, all considered. The deal can max out at $49 million. College football, Texas Tech QB Alan Bowman transferring to Michigan. In the NHL last night, Chicago dumped Detroit 7-2. Patrick Kane scoring the 400th goal of his career. And William Byron won the NASCAR race at Homestead, Miami. It's his second victory in 111 career starts. DA, back to you.
Excellent. Thank you, Bogues. When we come back, it's a momentous Monday. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
A good day with DA.
Good morning, DA. I'm doing good. I love listening to you guys. DA, Mraz, I wake up at 5 every single day to do my run, and I cannot wait to put you guys in my ears. It's a blast.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. This is Mraz. DA still with us, just fixing up a few little things. He's been in and out of sounding like a robot today. Not exactly bicentennial, man. I believe I have Bogish with me. He's smiling on our Twitch.
Not.
Oh, there he is. There he is. Remember, you can watch the show, twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio, or watchda.com. And Bogues, I don't know how much of this you've read or seen, and we make the joke on the DA show all the time about, oh, we wish the AAF was here. Last Friday, I'm wearing an XFL Tampa Bay Vipers shirt. And as much as I was enjoying the NBA, as much as I was enjoying our beloved Rangers lose to the Bruins yesterday, I guess I wasn't really enjoying that on national TV. All right, I've sunk my teeth into the NBA, the NHL. I'm missing football 3 weeks later. I am dearly missing football. It is tough to stomach that I don't even have real fake football. And which leads me to this next point. Twitch is great for watching the DA show. Twitch, not great for watching football, and I cannot, will not submit to this fan-controlled football league where the fans on Twitch are dialing up plays, and now we have a new story out of that where Josh Gordon is signing in this league to play with Johnny Manziel, and it just, to me, feels like an enormous miss and an enormous blown opportunity for either the AAF, I would hope the AAF, or the XFL to have had Josh Gordon and Johnny Manziel teaming up on real TV, whether it's CBS or Fox or ABC or whoever, or CBS Sports Network. That would be actually appointment TV, and instead they're being wasted in a league where you have two guys chewing Cheetos calling a button hook while they're on Twitch. Folks, does this not disappoint you? Are you not longing for a little spring football here?
Well, let me say this. I'm glad that you have not fallen prey to this league.
No.
Because I might, there's a line I got to draw somewhere. And if you're going to pitch doing some kind of AAF primetime version for this league, that might have been where I did draw that line and said, there's absolutely no way we are faking interest in this league because of Johnny Manziel and Josh Gordon and dudes calling plays. And I don't miss football enough to go down this rabbit hole by any means.
I don't either, which brings me to my next point, because I had tweeted this also in my, you know, longing for arguing with people all weekend about missing the AAF or XFL, and people brought up the FCS, and we had, obviously, Anson, the North Dakota State coach, last week or the week before.
He'll never be back, by the way, because they lost their 39-game win streak ending
over
Saturday, so we're off his list.
So the problem I have with this, and I understand that people have really sunk their teeth into cord cutting, and obviously we are big proponents here of Twitch on the show. These games are on the TV. You got to go to ESPN Plus. And I know I'm going to sound like my father here, an old man, because I'm pretty savvy with the apps. I have an ESPN Plus. Obviously, we're good with the Netflix, Hulu, you name it, Disney Plus, yada, 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 HBO Max. I understand how to navigate them on my smart TV. I'm not that illiterate. But when I am surfing watching sports on the weekend, whether it's all the college basketball games are on Saturday that I couldn't get enough, the NBA on Sunday, the NHL on Sunday, it's very easy. I have the DirecTV game mix. I'm flipping around. For me to go out of my way and take off my cable, go to my smart TV, put in ESPN Plus to then find an FCS football game, or to go to Twitch on my phone to watch this fan-controlled football league, it's just a different habit on a weekend. For me, when I'm just flipping through the remote, I know it sounds so little, and it probably would take a lot quicker than I'm saying it, but it feels like a hassle to search for the football that we are being provided this spring. And I think that's a blown opportunity.
Well, I mean, maybe this is just my experience, but the ESPN Plus app, which I'm on a lot because you know me, I love my soccer. So Saturday and Sunday mornings, yeah. I'm on there looking for a Bundesliga game. They've got Italian games on there, Spanish games right. on there. So I'm on there a lot. If you're looking for something that they are not promoting, it gets hard to find. Like if you're looking, especially if you're looking for something, and the problem with FCS is like, it's where it is on that app and or not on regular TV right. because it's FCS football and we love it and we want to see it. But like the audience is not huge and
right.
it's not a main property for and you know for ESPN. And I know from experience, a lot of these broadcasts are done on site and just given to ESPN Plus, and that's where it ends up. It's not like it's ESPN going, oh man, we can't wait to show you know Southeast Louisiana right. against blah, 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 an FCS game on Saturday. So the games that are not front and center can be really far in the back. And I've had times where I've gone on there looking for it and I can't find it quick enough and I lose interest and I don't ever get to it because I just give up on trying to, right. to scramble and find it. So it's definitely a battle to find stuff on the lower end of the spectrum there.
Right. And that's the thing. If I was just surfing regular cable and it was on, so even if it was on ESPNU, and I know they have a lot of college basketball to show right now, both men's and women's, and that's a big part of it if you're ESPN specifically. But I may be more prone to stay if I saw Eastern Louisiana playing whoever in a football game. I can't go out of my way. Once you have me going out of my way and going to a different app, when I got 10,000 different games on regular cable, it's different. And I think that's what I was fearing a little bit with the NFL contract, and there's been some mixed reports coming out. It looks like CBS is back in, Fox is back in, NBC's back in, and ABC, ESPN, they might get a Super Bowl, but that's mixed reports on whether they got fully back in. But really, Thursday Night Football now will still be on the NFL Network, which I'm thankful for, but no more CBS, Fox, NBC, whoever wanted to get in there. It's going to be on Amazon Prime, and I think they do a good job. It's 4K, but just this year in the NFL, Bogus, remember there was a game only on Amazon Prime, that Cardinals 49ers game, and even that had its moment where there were glitches and people were complaining. It just feels like we are really pushing this cord-cutting sports era of like trying to get people to learn and trigger them to go on these apps, and it just feels like we're not fully ready for that yet, and I'm thankful that's why the NFL is going to NFL Network, but to do that with an ESPN Plus or something, searching out spring football, to me, just feels like a missed opportunity. And I know a lot of people have college basketball contracts. You mean to tell me all these cable sports channels, we can't find one that would find it in their inventory to say, you know what, for this year, we'd like to take the FCS football. But maybe ESPN Plus needs that for their digital. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't. I mean, the big problem is there really isn't a full-scale FCS national package to really begin with. I mean, the right. games that you would randomly get are kind of – I mean, there's – you know, we got Mac has that Tuesday night package. There is not an FCS package that I can think of that's on CBS Sports Network or right. NBC Sports. Like, you've got to go find.
You couldn't create that knowing that it was extra that wasn't originally there in the spring?
I think the problem is all the inventory that you just mentioned that they have contractually need to put on the air. I mean, all of those channels, if you go to, obviously, ESPN, the entire family of their channels is locked into college basketball right now. Even CBS SN and NBC SN, I mean, they're locked into. I was watching Boise State, San Diego State basketball on Saturday. I mean, they're locked into Mountain West games. They're locked into Atlantic 10 games. CBS has a Patriot League package. So, like, all of those time frames are accounted for. The only solution at the top of my head would be for FCS to play at odd times, right. like an early morning kickoff, or play on a weeknight where maybe sure. there isn't a college basketball game. But I just don't think that there's space now to put on because I don't think there's enough of you, so to speak. I mean, we went down this road with You're the right. AAF and the XFL. Like, those ratings were great early, but right. they all steadily declined because no one sticks around. So there's just not enough people that want to watch North Dakota State to make it worth their while to push something off and put that game on.
And look, is North Dakota State playing whoever a better watch than the Clippers and Bucks yesterday? No. And I know that there's plenty of sports inventory. And I was fine the first week. Watched some hockey. We got into, obviously, Daytona. Then the next weekend, you know, maybe some Lake Tahoe hockey games, some more good NBA action. But now we're on the third weekend post-football. And I was into a lot of college basketball on Saturday. Indiana, Wisconsin, I got into. Made the mistake of betting Notre Dame against Boston College. Look, there was plenty to get into. Yeah, it was
I mean, whatever you lost, you deserved for right. betting on that game.
Exactly. There was a lot. lost with Belmont. There was a lot to watch this weekend, but I did find myself, even if it wasn't for a full 60 minutes of football, going, damn, I wish I was there, which brings me to my next point, too. And we did the Phillies on spring training, and I saw, obviously, a ton of Philly fans down in the Tampa area when I was there. I got to visit in a couple drive-by situations, the Lakeland Tigers camp, the Tampa Yankees camp, walk around the stadium complex a little bit, because that's what I do. I visit stadiums for no reason, just to kill time. Spring training baseball, and everybody tweeting about it yesterday, oh, great, the crack of the bat, this... Spring training baseball is great to get your hopes up and make you realize, okay, the end is near. If they're there, that means they're going to be up here soon, which means we're going to be in springtime weather in the north and where it's cold and all that. But these games stink. Can we stop with the spring training pumping our chest? I can't wait to watch baseball on my TV. It is, once you get through that first three batters, that first turn in the order, and you start looking at guys wearing the 80s and the 70s, and it's coming in, I get it. First of all, it ain't been that long since baseball. October wasn't that long ago. Baseball lasts forever once it's here, and I love baseball. My goodness, people who just salivate and sink their teeth into watching spring training baseball. I couldn't do it yesterday. I couldn't do it. I checked in on the Yankees, and I said, okay, I'm out. Like it's just, it's too much. It's probably great if you're there. Great to walk around the warm weather, have a beer, attend a game. I'm sure being in spring training is a blast. DA does it every year. It's almost been a year since he took that trip with the world shut down, remember? Watching spring training baseball TV, what are these people tweeting about? It's brutal.
So we've gone in this one segment, just minutes apart, from you pining for the days of a Vipers Memphis Express showdown.
Absolutely right. That's
with a bunch
season.
Of would-be half-done football players, but people can't get excited about real baseball players being back on the field. Like, I'm bummed today. The Mets play their first game. It's not on TV. It's 2021. Marlins can't put that game on TV. Are you kidding me here? This game can't. But you can't even put a camera somewhere so I behind center field so I can just watch the game. I don't even need an announcer. I just want to watch a Mets game. And in this day and age, there's no TV coverage of this game today.
Again, the difference between the Memphis Express, they would never play the Tampa Bay Vipers. Those are two different leagues. So we'll go Memphis Express.
It doesn't matter. Pardon my mixed metaphor.
That's a regular season game, and you only get eight of them in spring football. We know that. You only get eight of those precious weekends of spring football.
Or baseball, you get like 8 of 10. When did the Alliance stop?
Yeah, good point. 6 of 10, whatever it was.
6 of 8, no, 7 of 9.
Yeah, something like that. I've lost track of that. When I write my book, I'm going to have to go back into that. But with the baseball books, we get 162 regular season games, then a full month of postseason. And I'm not telling you not to check in. I checked in, too, yesterday on the spring training. But I think my point is we all get excited for spring training because of what it means and what's to come. And the actual televised event, like you said, you watch the Mets. I guarantee, Bogus, you would not sit there and watch all 9 innings. You can't do it.
No, not the whole thing. At some point, it would definitely become background noise, but I want to watch Francisco Lindor take an AB today.
Yes, but that's my point. We got through the first three at-bats. I saw Aaron Judge hit, and then I'm sitting there and I go, what am I doing? This is awful. This is absolutely awful. You're watching birds fly by. It's you might as well just sit and stare at like a beach wave moving GIF screensaver on the back of your computer rather than watch spring training baseball, because you're watching it for the weather. That's it. Once you get past that first at bat, I'm good on the Yankees now until opening day. I'll check in. You want to tell me this guy's had a good spring, he might make the team? Fine. I don't need to sit there and watch the games. It is unbearably brutal. You're absolutely right. I would rather watch McNeese State win a football game 9-6 than watch the Dunedin Blue Jays play the Tampa Yankees.
Well, I'm sorry again that you don't have football to quench this thirst, and it's going to be a long push to mini camp and then training camp, but I think you'll be okay. And at some point, baseball will matter to you, because you're going to be telling me about Clark Schmidt or whoever else, how he's going to tear up the AL East in a couple of weeks. They'll be all back in on the Yankees, and they'll all be gods, and the drought will be over soon. We know that's coming, too.
But that'll come after I see them play regular season games, Bo.
That'll come on April 2nd, one game in.
Regular season games. And on that, too, by the way, I guess we're going to have to watch spring training baseball because we have, what, Hockey Day in America into an NBA All-Star game nobody cares about. So if you're thinking we're not missing football, we got a lot of that. And I'm saying nobody cares about it. You know what's going to happen at this time next Monday morning. So Obi Toppin won the dunk contest. It'll be a 6:40 segment, a.m. Eastern, and away you go. All right. We're hoping Bicentennial Man gets his situation together and he can join us at the top of the show. We still have a momentous Monday to come. Plus, Adam Silver, Pio Silver, talking about fans voting, and that's why we need to have an All-Star game. We'll talk more about that NBA All-Star game coming up next. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.